This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Before you go to the background check, for me, at least the relationship has to be very advanced.
Slightly.
Like, if bado hatuja define vitu kabisa, I don't have any business looking at your background. I can just look at your past kidogo, but not. It's not really an issue of concern.
Good morning and good evening or good night or good whatever time you're listening to this. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Esther. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You well?
I'm fine.
We miss Jackie.
Do we?
Yeah, I do. Anyway. It was her birthday yesterday. Gosh, how old is she? Turn like 29?
What do you mean?
Bible likisema she's the salt of the earth. How she took it like literally.
No. Jackie is still the baby.
Yeah.
She's a baby.
All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Hey, I'm Michelle Namasaka.
Esther Nyandoro.
And today we have such a beautiful guest.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. What other adjective?
She is a talented writer.
She's smart. She's the smartest. Talented writer. Give it up for...
Drum roll.
Sylvia Muya.
Hey, you guys. You guys are making me feel like an actual celeb outside here.
Because you are.
You are.
As I should.
You are. Because you are.
I love it.
You know? How many followers do you have on Instagram? Like 10K.
Jeez. Hey, jeez.
Girl.
Oh, no, overdue.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Karibu sana to Speaking of Gen Z.
Thank you for having me.
The lady is in pink. Her phone case is pink. Her top is pink.
Her earrings are pink.
Oh my goodness. She's a pink girl. She's a girly girl.
I'm in my feminine era, guys.
Period. Period. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you guys. Are you dating?
I'm seeing someone.
Oh, you're seeing someone. I didn't know that.
You know?
I imagine I did know that. Oh my. Sly, we need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you guys do background checks before getting into relationships? Or even in at that point where you're seeing someone or you just like saw him somewhere in a matatu, are you already like on the background checks? Are background checks important? Yeah, that's a conversation I'd want us to have today. Look at you guys giving each other side eye.
Because you're like, do I go first or do you want to go first? Please go first.
Yeah, I think they're very important. Mm. You need to find out. Of course, you also get to know someone from what you see either first on social media or like the profile picture. You'll find out what they like. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're also just checking out, is this person worth my time? Or even my type, rather. So as you continue digging, sometimes you dig a bit too far and you find things are like, oh.
I'm going to go. That's my cue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my cue. Did you say yeah?
Yeah.
Ahead, tell us. Would you?
I feel like before you go to the background check, for me, at least the relationship has to be very advanced.
Solid.
Like if bado hatuja define vitu kabisa, I don't have any business looking at your background. I can just look at your past kidogo, but not, it's not really an issue of concern. But since now we are going to get cuffed and everything.
Getting cuffed?
Yeah.
Married.
Like in a relationship or a marriage?
If it's leading there. Okay. If it's not leading there, I'm not doing any background checks.
Because why would
Because that is wasting my energy. Yes,
period.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. I think background checks for me are really, really important.
Yeah.
Even at the point where this guy... I mean, we're just talking. Of course, we talk to many guys, but, you know, there's just those people who you see kuna potential or something. Even if he hasn't popped the question, I just see signs that this guy probably likes me or we're starting to like each other, I'll just unleash my DCI-ness and just be like, so on the third... November 2001.
Where were you?
Because that's the year I was born. What were you doing?
With whom?
Exactly. You know? So I feel they're very, very important because once I know... So what if I find out something bad or something huge when we are engaged. Aki, that's so far deep. That's so in. You mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. how can, okay, of course, it's always gonna be, okay, bye. I'm not doing this after engagement, but
it's how you're saying it so casually. Yeah. After engagement, we're not doing it. Have you considered the cost? Maybe mushenda rorashio.
Imagine. So you see how many things? How many things would we
avoid
if we did background checks at this lower level?
How good is he at hiding things that you guys have to like unleash that level? But you know what you need?
Yeah.
What you need is a good group of chick friends who you can send to go digging. And that's what I do. I have one person, she's very Ooh. Close to me, and she's probably been on this podcast before.
We know her.
Yeah. If the moment I send her the name of a person or even that private account,
she'd be like, babe,
she'd be like, I got you. I got you. Yeah. And we're using pseudo accounts. We're going, we're digging. We'll find out he has one baby mama.
Yeah.
Then he was dating this babe until this time. They stopped posting each other. You have all and that's the usually tea. Fun. And it's fun. And you actually get to see it from somebody else's perspective when you're full in your love goggles and you're like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Yeah. I love him. Oh my gosh. He's everything. There's nothing wrong he could do at this point. But your friend, she'll find all the tea.
Yeah, that's all the thing. Because when you asked Kwani, how good will this guy be at hiding stuff? We've had, I think, just guests. Two. We've had guests.
Three.
Oh, three?
Three, yeah.
Oh, actually, three. Mm-hmm. They've gone through the depths of betrayal. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. There's one. And you should listen to that podcast if you haven't. I don't know what the title is, but it was a lady who dated a guy for 2 years, and kumbe, the guy had a whole family. Just because this lady didn't do a background check, so she found out later, and it was so dreadful, and she was so sad, you know. So I think we can, what do you think? Starting Okuchini?
Yeah. Well, she had a point, because at the time she was saying the reason why she wasn't looking was just to keep the boundary, like maisha huyu ni huyu na maisha yako ni yako.
So there's that
thing doesn't exist. Yo.
It doesn't exist.
I think no, it
because,
does.
Because you see, even when you start dating somebody and you start learning about the things that they do and you start learning about their lives, I feel like you kind of become intertwined. If they're trying to hide something from you and you feel like you really don't know a person, I don't know why people try to make dating that you're like, oh, you still have to have your independence. Sure, you can have it, but there's a difference of having independence and having secrets. And then you can also tell certain things. I mean, if he has a whole family, you have instincts. And by the way, a woman's intuition doesn't play with her.
But it plays with you when you have your love goggles on for like the 3 months and you're like so in love. And he does stuff to you. And hey, by the 2 years. 2 years. But how you know she actually made it a point of not looking at that guy's Facebook and whatever. Yes,
because the information was open. It's not like he lied.
Because
the wife was there, the kids were there.
They're on the profile photo. Yeah. And I think his marital status on Facebook was also taken.
Yes.
You know. So angefanya tu one tap hivi angejua.
But I think the wildest one was Kuona's.
Hey.
Kuona nae, she was dating a criminal. Criminal. Gangster. But just TikTok, nimeona a babe who's also dating a former Yakuza member.
Yeah.
And everyone is crashing over that. So I think most girls like bad boys. So
that's true.
Yeah. Y'all are just, I think there's a difference of having a whole billboard looking at you and you're not looking back at it. But I feel like the ones who are a bit scary are those who don't have any social media. Have you ever met those men?
Yeah.
Or like they literally don't have any.
You know, me, I've come across such guys and it's the hiding stuff. Because there's this guy, I don't let me not mention his name. He used to katia me and he wasn't on socials. So nikaanza kuuliza my friends, kwani what happened? Kumbe, it's a long story. Even this guy was julikana on socials, kitambo, how he has sijui how many baby mamas, how he's beating sijui his baby mamas. And like, so that's the reason why you're not on socials. So me nikiana mutu wa yuko socials, I'm like,
Thank you.
Wacha tutaonana.
No, but what if the person is like, I don't know, Missy Chete, but I'm just scared because what if the person actually has like a good reason of not being on socials?
So they
they're like, I don't know, private. For the people who literally don't live on, I don't know, because I think there are people who actually don't use social media. There are people who don't even open it.
Yeah.
So are we going to base it on, if he doesn't have social media, I'm not dating him?
No, of course not. I think there's more to relationships than that.
Yeah, but anyway, you can always look and find out why they're not. Then that can determine.
Yeah, and that's a background check, actually.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's it.
So what kind of checks do you guys go through? I mean, what have we covered right now? Okay, we covered social media.
Yes.
What do you guys look if for? You do?
I'm just looking if this guy can manage me.
Yeah.
Like, does he have any financial issues? Like, number one, does he have loans? So
you can tell that from
social media. Are you going to go to the banks and be like, sir?
No.
How much money
does he have? How much money?
And don't tell him I asked.
But you can see, I think, with behavior. For sometimes you can even tell, you don't even need to do an actual background check. You can just see the person's spending behavior.
Mm.
If this person is somebody to like, oh my gosh, I spent like 300,000 on a rims. I think I dated somebody who was always flossing.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me. OMG. And he wasn't buying anything for
me.
But he was buying rims worth
it was 300,000. And then he has a baby mama.
His chest.
And then he has a kid. And I was feeling so bad for this kid, because there's a time this guy went to Dubai, right? And this guy asked me
to go
to go with him. He just asked me, babes, I'm going to Dubai, and he's going for fun. He's not going for work, he's just going for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, all of a sudden I get a text. He says, what do you want me to get you from Dubai? Mm-hmm. I was like, I want this perfume. I sent him a photo, right? And I was like, also, I wanted these sneakers that you promised me like in January for my birthday. It was like October.
And it's
guys.
Not December.
It was like October. And I've never seen those sneakers. Even me, I was a clown.
So what happened?
This guy arrives. I'm like, hi. And we're just here following on his social media. And I'm seeing he walked into that sneaker shop. And you're just seeing all the sneakers he's buying.
So thought, wow,
my sneakers are coming.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here we go, baby. Let's go,
in the
baby.
Mall. He's in the mall. I'm just seeing all the shops. I'm like, my perfume is coming. This guy arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, did you get me the stuff? And you're just trying to be polite about it. You're not being supposed to be give me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, the things that I bought for you, my mom and my daughter, they got lost. And I was like, bruh. And then you see his shoes are just there. They're
shiny.
Being removed. Brand new. And then he's there posting every
that's
morning with his new shoes.
Yeah. That's being selfish.
You know, I don't even need to be told twice. I'm like.
You just said goodbye.
I just like, deuces.
Period. No wasting, no time.
Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I think that's important, by the way. Kwanza you need to be welcome. Mtu anakujaje kwa maisha yako, anapata you okay, and then anaanza kukupea false promises. I think for me, I'd especially check his spiritual background.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not religious, you know. So even about just his family. So what kind of... What church Kwanzaa do they go to? Who do they worship, please? You know. Because me, I don't want to have a family now. And then we are all scattered all over the place. Someone is going to church. The other one is going to do where. Let's be harmonized, you know. So I think that's very, very important for me as a background check. Even just to see if the family... Are they?
It's a good family.
Yeah, is it a good family? You know, and you know, it's by the way, it's true. You know, people. I don't know why people like
dismiss
witchcraft stuff, and it's there. It's even in the Bible. So why would you believe in God and don't believe in witchcraft? You know, it doesn't make sense.
But what if the person is not by their choice? You know, sometimes you're brought up by a family, and then
that's not
your fault that the family has.
It's okay.
Issues.
That's your problem. But let you not be my problem.
But let me tell you, Sylvia, when you get married to a person, you're essentially marrying the family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You cannot remove the man from the family.
Yeah.
So you have to know: is this something I can live with? Can I become a part-time witchcraft?
You know, I'm Kamba, so
can I be a part-time witchcraft? Night runner and witchcrafter.
I can do it. If you can do that, then it's okay. I think for me, what I would be keen to look at is their history of violence and how they respond to anger and situations.
Giving Jay blessing.
Aki, me, I'm afraid of GBV because me, I can't fight back.
OMG, kwanza you're so soft, you.
Hey, bana, me, I'm a pacifist. Aki ukinipiga, I don't know what I'll do.
What's a pacifist? Can you explain to...
Mutu mwenye hapendi violence. Kontu ame relax.
Pacify
me. Yes.
She's getting on my nerves.
Wait, wait. Singers. I am moving on.
We are singing.
Swiftly. Yeah. Yeah, so I think for me that would be very important. Mm. But yeah, so you just have to be very observant. Vile ana react to situations.
Okay, what about...
Na,
what
the
about
things they post. Muliona vitu zenye baby mama. Baby daddy wa Kiki alikona post.
Oh,
then, and then yeah. So after they don't emerge that he's been physically abusive, then people are going back to his past and the like, things he's posting. They're lying.
Oh, me. First of all, when I find I'm not going back to social media, but if I find somebody who follows Amerix,
delete. That's a
and then
I'm
he's
sorry.
Following who else? Kibe. Andrew okay. Kibe.
But, yeah. You follow Andrew Kibe. Because he's kind of funny.
Kevin, please open the door. There's someone who wants to leave.
Let me leave. let me show myself out.
Esther, why are you following Kibe?
Not all the time. When I come across some of his videos.
All right, I'd have to back you because his videos are really nice because now he at times I feel his posts touch on femininity and not the toxic masculinity for guys, you get. So at times he urges guys to provide for their ladies and at times he just urges guys to do stupid stuff. So you know, you also sieve right?
Yes.
You also pick what you wanna. It's called pass. What is it called? We forget the word and how Navenyesis in Matropi.
Yeah.
I don't know how to help you. But also people like, I don't know if it has something to do with the name Andrew. Pierre Andrew Tate. I can't.
Andrew Tate. Andrew.
That name Andrew. Please don't call your children Andrew for certain reason.
It's got something behind it.
But
yeah?
Okay, fine. I understand from where you're coming from. But I feel like when I see somebody talking in that, like in, they're talking... Like they know those people and they're following them. I remember there was a guy I did date. Hey, yeah, the man I did.
And how was it, by the way? He was following Americs.
He was following all the three of them.
OMG, that's double trouble. That's triple trouble.
So, but the funny thing was when I finally, just as she said, I saw a comment on one of his Twitter pages. For some reason, he didn't want me to follow his Twitter page. And I was just like, So I was like, why are you hiding
What's
there?
What's he hiding?
So I went and there was this girl who had posted a video about how men these days are not taken care of emotionally. They're not seen emotionally. So she was making the post to bring this awareness to people. Mm. And there was this guy who commented saying, thank you so much for, talking about this. So he went and commented and he's tagging the guy who's commented. How dare you talk here like you're waiting for a woman to speak up for you? That is weak men behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I will stucky you to Americs. I was just like, I'm done. And he didn't do this one time. I saw another one. Second time. I was like, what is wrong with this guy? He was just like, oh, man, and no feelings. Men should not talk about emotions. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I was just like, why? So when I learned such things, I was just, and you see the funny thing, I'll talk to him and he's so kind. This guy would open doors for me.
So
this guy will cook dinner for me.
No,
but you see, this is his behavior. But now you come and learn emotionally, he's not about that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What?
There's also, I think you shouldn't wait until you're engaged or 2 years later. Mm. Even within those 3 months, do your research.
Do your research. Call on your friends. By the way, girlfriends are so important when it comes to this. Tell them, Aki Brayo, he's driving me so crazy. The next day, Aki, he's driving you nuts the wrong way. Because now you know he has 3 baby mamas and 30 children. 10-10. Mama, it's here, 10-10 each. You know.
Uzuri, we're girlfriends. They'll just bust your bubble and tell you as it is.
Yeah. And also, like, fake friends who just, like, see you fall and be like...
A fake friend is not your friend. What do you mean, a fake friend?
Okay, a fake person who probably trusted.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me you never trusted any fake person in your life?
Nope.
You never?
Nope.
Girl, you are so lucky. Have you ever? Sly.
Hey, life has been hard.
Right? Life has been so soft to you, Esther. I'm kind of jealous.
Where? The closest person to a fake friend was in primary. Ali threatened kunipiga like the whole time. I was living in fear. And I don't even know what I did. One day she woke up and she was like, Tukifunga shule takupiga. I was in.
I'm so traumatized on your behalf. Why are we laughing?
Uzuri nitulihama. Sasa sikurudi the next time.
So you're like, oh my goodness, I've dodged a
bullet. Yeah. So that was the closest thing to a fake friend.
She bullied. Ama he.
It was a she.
Mambia tutamfinya tukimpata. Do you see her? Just tell her we got you. We got you back now.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm. So that also touches on your point, your violence.
Yeah.
Sindo. Yeah.
Hey, but I should stand up for myself more, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so, mbono nataka kunipiga.
Mbono nataka kunipiga. But you know, I think we should do an episode on just in the mind of a GBV victim, you know. Mm. Because at times the strongest woman you know, bado tu ako in a relationship, she's getting abused. And she's the strongest woman you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you thought you knew.
I mean, I mean the amount of stories that come out and you're just like, what? Her? Yeah. Of all people. Mm. And it's usually very sad.
Yeah, but trauma bonding is real.
Oh, yeah.
Trauma bonding, is a thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's something else maybe you should check. His mental health.
Good point.
Thank you.
His mental health. Apart from, like, his health. His health, you don't want to mix your blood with somebody who maybe has, I don't know,
narcissistic tendencies.
Or just even psychosis. I mean, psychosis sometimes, kwanza, is it in electronic drugs?
Mm.
Damn.
You know, they recur. Yeah. Yeah. Then electronic cannabis sativa and alcohol together. You know?
Well, what research are you basing your findings on?
Harvard, guys. You need to expand your brains.
Sorry, but
even so, in such a case where it recurs, and this guy is totally clean, you get. He's totally clean, but the psychosis, he needs to, I don't know what happens for you to heal completely from psychosis.
Or bipolar.
Bipolar, you know. How would we do that? Okay, now you're still in love with this guy and probably he wants to marry you and he provides for you, but now you know that this guy suffered he's suffering from, you know, he's borderline nuts. What is the way forward now?
If he's on medication and he's under treatment, I think it's something he's managing, it's fine.
Yeah.
But sasa kama ameacha.
I think that's true. Tricky. Because if you actually somebody, also if you talk to the guy and the guy says, let's say gets diagnosed with schizophrenia, that's something that doesn't leave you for the rest of your life. You live with it forever. But as she said, are you getting treated? Do you have a support group? Are you going to therapy? Mm. Especially therapy. I think the first thing I usually ask a guy is, have you ever been to therapy? Yeah. And they say, what really is therapy for? And I'm like, see you on the other side, sir.
That's nice. Yeah.
So if a guy says, I've been to therapy, and I'm like, green flag. Mm. Yes. Yeah. We proceed now.
Yeah.
Because as somebody who's aware, I have something that I need to figure out. I have something that I need to fix. I've gone through a traumatic experience, and I don't want to pass it on to others. Let me fix it myself.
Yeah.
So that's a really important thing. Because what goes up, happens up here is what will happen outside here.
That's true. Yeah. Like your nini, your brain is like a powerhouse. You know what it admits is what it transmits.
What it admits is what it transmits.
Period. You know, but me, what I'd say,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about relationships that are gonna lead to marriage or something. Mm. You're not yet married.
Yeah.
For me, I believe you. The strongest, and I feel it's such a beautiful gift we got from God, is just the freedom of choice.
Mm.
You get to choose. If you will live with someone how they are, even if you've done the background check, and you get. If you will live with them or if you won't, you get.
Mm.
You have the power to choose.
Yes.
If you will.
Or not.
And if you won't. From the first date until you say I do, there's just that gap where you are able to do your choices.
So that
and whatever choice you make, you've got to live with it.
No.
And you've got
divorce is an option.
Can I analyze my point?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, apo katikati, you get to choose, you know. After you say I do, or after you have chosen to stay with this guy or stick with this girl, now the consequences ni wewe ndio utalipia. You get. Consequences must be positive. I mean, might be positive or negative. Are you getting my point?
But Michelle, I get
it's
your
so
point.
Cold outside right now. If you're sleeping alone, it's hard. So we shall deal with those problems when
we get there.
What do you guys mean?
The thing is also sometimes you can really think you're making the right choice. Then this person changes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then you should really give yourself the permission to walk away.
Yeah.
At whatever stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't That's just tie yourself down. Like, I think we also have a lot of talk about always leaving. Like, we're always ready to get out of some situation.
But when you're clipping your nails in the studio.
No, I am.
But I don't think, as you're saying, it's true. You have to learn what you can live with, and we don't have to put the standards way too high. Like, we're not looking for a perfect human. You're looking for somebody that you can live
with, that
you can grow to love.
Yeah.
Even if he grows that kitambi, you're going to stick with him. When he grows that white hair, you're going to stick with him.
Even if he's jobless and cannot provide for you.
Stick with
him. And that's exactly what I was saying. When I mentioned you have to live with your consequences, it doesn't mean forever. You just have to face them.
Thank you, sir.
You get.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think we can wrap up this conversation.
Definitely. Can we wrap up? And maybe if we can continue, we can have a part two or something. Right?
Yeah.
Let's say bye. See ya, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next episode. See ya.
Bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.